Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Monday's City Council meeting. In that meeting, a lot of presentations, a lot of good things. I know we talked about, first of all, we got to go all the way to the beginning. Mayor Megan Sir and Dylan Morris all sworn in. What's it mean to be able to, you know, have that done, have them sworn in and get ready for the upcoming their upcoming term?
Yeah, we're really pleased to have them sworn in. With council members Sir and Morris both coming in through appointment, this brings them in a capacity as being elected. So we're really pleased to have them voted in and ready to serve full terms. I think for us as a staff, it helps to bring a little stability there. And so we're certainly glad to have that.
Now, you had two presentations on the night. First, starting with the South Central Iowa Solid Waste Agency presentation. Take us through that presentation and what it meant for the city.
Well, this is essentially the landfill. It serves us and three other counties, and they've been a good partner. A couple of points they mentioned specifically that through some help through grant funding, they have a wood chipper that they lend out to us for free. They do every other summer, they do a hazard waste collection day, sometimes for a couple days here in Knoxville. An opportunity for people to get rid of some of those things that you really can't just drag out to the curb on a regular pickup day. And some other resources and education that they have out there that residents of Marion County, including Knoxville residents, have the ability to take things to the landfill that they can handle, often free or very discounted, to get rid of some of those things. So we're just happy to have them as partners. It's a good resource for us here in the community.
Now, the big presentation on the night, besides your own, we'll get to that one, was the comprehensive plan, something that's been in the works for a full year now, that whole plan. Take us through the presentation. It was approved, but take us through the presentation and then what it means specifically for the city now and it going into the future.
Yeah, you know, this is really a critical part for us as a staff. We're definitely excited to have this process wrapping up and to have the support of mayor and council to get this approved. As you mentioned, this is literally a year-long process. We're very appreciative to the Knoxville public and all those people who came out, attended meetings, completed surveys for us, helped us to know those areas we're doing well, some of those areas we need to improve in, help us to know what you would like to see in this community and how you see it going into the future. That's really critical for us. We really do as a staff strive to do those things that the community wants. And so we're really pleased to have that. It's going to be a great roadmap for us going forward. I think it's helped to identify a lot of things that we can take on as a staff. Really, I think what it provides is direction and continuity. As we have changes, whether that's from our elected officials or even managers and leaders within our staff, sometimes it's easy as somebody new comes in to just completely change direction. I think this plan is going to give us that long-term continuity that really helps us move forward big projects for this community. So it's a great tool for us and frankly, one required. It's a state-required document, and so we're happy to have it updated and as a great workable document for us.
Now, we'll get right to your presentation. I know that's the big news kind of going forward from here on out. It's kind of budget, 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 budget. The first preliminary budget presentation was yours tonight. Take us through what that meant for, I guess, for the future here in the next couple month and a half.
Yeah, you know, it's early yet, and so my presentation didn't have a whole lot of numbers behind it, but my hope in presenting was to sort of share with the mayor and council the tone, sort of the direction we're thinking as a staff we'd like to be going, some subtle recommendations, and allow them to kind of process that, help them get into that mindset of the budget, certainly to extend an invitation to have them come visit with us as staff as we proceed through this budget season, and to get a little bit of feedback from them tonight. And that's really invaluable to us as a staff, to hear the comments and the feedback from them, because we really want to reflect what the elected officials see, what they hear, what their goals are. So we want those reflected in the budget to better represent our community. So that feedback is really critical for us. And we got a little bit of that tonight, which is a positive thing. And sometimes it doesn't take a lot of feedback. If we're headed in the right direction, doesn't necessarily mean we have to have a lot of feedback. And so I hope that the tone was one that they sort of felt was on point. And so we'll take it from there. We'll have a more comprehensive budget presentation in middle of January. That'll include the actual budget numbers once we've had time to collect those. And, you know, tonight was really about setting a tone for that presentation and how we'll prepare that budget that you'll see in the middle of January.
One last question and say, you know, it's preliminary, started tonight with a presentation. When would your goal be for the budget to be completed and approved?
Well, as I outlined in the presentation, I actually laid out a timeline for the mayor and council. It would be our second meeting in February. And we would like it approved in February. It's actually due to the state on March 15th. We don't want to wait till the 11th hour. So our preference is to have things wrapped up in February. We feel like that's a very realistic schedule. We feel like, you know, honestly, the budget does not change a whole lot year to year. We're not expecting a huge surge of new money. We don't anticipate having any of our revenues drop too much, too dramatically. So a lot of times, a lot of the budget is kind of there for us. And so we don't see a lot of huge changes from year to year, and we think we'll have things ready for February.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.